Shalom Uvracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, we're learning Pele Yoitz in Shir number 260 on the topic of Goder, setting boundaries. Kvar Kosma Farshim. The Pele Yoitz brings from the Rishonim, from the Rambam, Sha'af Alpi Sha'amru Emtsoi Sholeim. Even though the Mefarshim tell us, the Rambam tells us, Nichols Deus Perek Aleph Alacha Dalet, that the middle path is the correct path to choose when serving Hashem. That a person should not go to extremes. On one hand, he has to make sure he doesn't run after the luxuries of this world. And at the same time, he also has to make sure he's not totally distant from social norms. A person shouldn't be overly righteous. He has to be on the right path, on the right level where he's holding. Everything has its proper boundaries and nuances according to where the person's holding. Explains the Pele Yoitz, that's all true. L'mi sh'loi hurgul b'derech ra. To find the middle path and serve Hashem in that middle path, that's all correct for a person who was not hurgul b'derech ra, accustomed to evil paths. For example, let's give a mashal of a person who's overeating too many sweets and sugars and donuts and whatever unhealthy food a person can think of. He has to then go to an extreme to stop eating those sweets and sugars and stop putting four cups of sugar into his coffee. Then when he gets to a healthy state, he can go back to maybe a little sugar. Same thing says the Pele Yoitz, that a person who is already accustomed to derech ra, avo mishu hurgu ba derech ra, tzorich la harchik atzmai min hakiyur vahadoy miloy ad ekotza achron. Person who's been accustomed himself to a path of evil, of ra, he has to go to the other extreme, until he can balance out to the middle. Until eventually he'll be able to balance himself out. This is the first Mishnah in all of Pirkei Avos. Asu siag l'Torah. Make a fence around the Torah. Zois Torah s'odom, Torah kol. And this is the rule, and this is the law for each and every single person. Ligdor goder l'atzmoi l'fima shehu tzorich. A person has to make up gedorim, he has to make offenses, he has to know who he is. That's step number one. A person makes a geder, a fence, when he's not holding on a certain level, that's absurd. It's a tragedy what could come out from such a geder. Person does not make offense when he should. That's also a tragedy. There, he has to make a proper offense according to who he is. And sometimes it's appropriate to speak to a Rebbe who knows him. There's a mistake people make sometimes. And they go to a Rav, a tremendous, tremendous Talmud Chacham, Adam Godo Ad Moed. And they ask questions like this, personal questions. The problem is, the Adam Godo, the Godol Ador doesn't know you. He doesn't know you to make such a personal decision. You have to go to someone who knows you. That's why we say Yisrael Charav. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, make for yourself a Rav, a Rebbe. And he can help. Ligdor Goder La'atzma Lefi Mashu Tzorech. According to what the person needs. V'asher Echze Goder Godol. Says the Pele Yoitz, I'm going to teach you now a general rule how to make a proper safeguard. To follow the proper path of life and turn away from the Sheol. The Sheol is a reference to death, to the grave. And he says, Lo imatzasi elo dovor echad toiv. He says the Pele Yoitz, I found a way from the Torah HaKadosha to follow this path and the person will be successful. Mitzvah Hashem, next year we'll pick up to discuss what is this path that the Pelayot is telling us, follow this path to the path of life.